The Book of Wisdom speaks about the leniency of God, His mercy. So in that spirit, I decided to choose the shorter version of the gospel. Same as last week, the longer version, this week, Jesus breaks open the parable. He explains it to his disciples, the meaning of what he was trying to convey. When this section of Matthew's gospel where Jesus is just doing whatever he can to reveal himself, to reveal the kingdom to his people. And we heard last week that the people's ears and eyes were closed, like their hearts were hardened like soil, impenetrable, where the works of God had no effect on their lives. So Jesus is trying to do something else to continue to show forth the works of God, to reveal the heart of the Father to his children, to bring them to conversion and repentance. And that's what Jesus says at the beginning of his public ministry. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. And so everything that Jesus does is done in that vein, to announce the kingdom of God and to bring each one of us to repentance. And the parables he's telling are told for that very purpose. And they're not just cute little stories about agriculture, or if we had gone further to read about the mustard seed or about the leaven in the dough. They're not just like fables and nursery rhymes that we read to have a cute little message. There's something deeper there, that something about the human person needs these stories that kind of can unfold in our minds and allows our imagination to grow a little bit and to exercise a little bit so that we can come to know the truth of who God is. The supernatural gifts that we received at our baptism are those gifts that allow us to understand who God is, especially in the person of Jesus Christ. The Second Vatican Council teaches that Jesus Christ fully reveals God the Father to his people. So it's in the person of Jesus Christ where we fully get to know who God is. All throughout the Old Testament, God was slowly revealing himself. He fully did so in the person of Jesus Christ. And Vatican Council II goes on to say that in that revelation of God to the people, the individual person gets to know himself fully. So in this attempt of Jesus to reveal the Father, he's revealing ourselves to ourselves. And so when we get to the parable today about the weed and the wheat, and where does this evil seed come from? I thought you only planted good seed. And so when we look out maybe in our church community or in the world at large, where does all this evil come from? I thought God was good. The parable today brings to the forefront that question of where does evil come from? And we don't get a clear, precise answer. But Jesus does hint at it. While everyone was asleep, the evil one came. So when we're lulled into complacency, when we're lulled into just being lukewarm in our faith, it allows the evil one to come to seed the weeds that then compete with the wheat. And this particular weed that Jesus was referring to is sometimes called false wheat, because it wasn't until it produced fruit that you were able to distinguish it from the real thing. How often does the world present to us fake, glittery images of the real thing? Whether it be success, power, glory, love, marriage. The world is sowing seeds of deception. And oftentimes we've allowed ourselves to be lulled to complacency and now are unable to distinguish between the two. This gospel passage today is a call to repentance. And so sometimes when we come face to face with the fact that we haven't been as vigilant, as virtuous as we should have been, it can be a little hard. It makes us want to take a step back. And that's when we go to that first reading from the Book of Wisdom, where it's clear how lenient God is, that he's the master of all. That's why he's not so quick to rip out the weeds immediately. Because he's a master of all, he can be lenient. St. Peter, in his letter, later on in the First Testament will write that God is patient. He delays so that we will each have an opportunity to repent of our sins and come to the glory of God. Last week, I shared a little bit about my journey, how those four types of soil we heard, that for many years, I was those first soils where my heart was hard. Even though my heart was hard, even though I was raised in the faith, received my sacraments, I went to college and went stupid, got crazy and believed the lies of the world. It took a while for my heart to be softened to receive the truth of God's word. And then this week, we can look again at ourselves and say, well, I come to Mass on Sunday. I do these things. Where does that weed come from? Why is still that evil inside of me? God's work is never finished. We're on a continual journey of purification and repentance. So allow these readings today to not bring us to despair, but to give us hope. That it's through the grace of God that we come to be aware of those weeds in our life. And that in the long game of Christ's salvific work, we can have time to come to repentance. We can be men and women of faith who produce good fruit. But we must take that warning and not be asleep. Not allow the evil one to come into our lives, into our families, into our church, into the world, to plant those seeds of weeds that will then compete and be indistinguishable. I think one of those weeds that has been planted in our world that almost all of us are facing is the truth about married love, truth about marriage, and also the truth about married love. What is it supposed to be? How do we fully, those of you who've been called to a married life, how do you fully live out your life as a married couple, and what does married love really look like? This week, the bishops have asked us to set aside some time to become more aware of natural family planning. This is Natural Family Planning Awareness Week. So that when we're confronted with the lies of the world about what marriage is and what married love is, we will know the truth. That the Lord will speak the heart to our hearts and plant the good seeds of truth that we can defend ourselves, our children and our families, from being distracted by the lies of the world. And this week is chosen because it was 49 years ago that Pope Paul VI issued his teaching on artificial contraception. And when the world was seen to be all in favor, Holy Mother Church in her wisdom said no. And there were four prophecies, four predictions that Pope Paul VI said would happen if the world accepted artificial contraception. He said there would be a general lowering of moral standards, a rise in cases of infidelity, a lessening of respect for women, and coercive use of reproductive technologies by the governments throughout the world. It's kind of hard to argue with his predictions. In these last 50 years, we can say that all four of these have come true because the world has allowed those seeds of deception of marriage and married life to be sown into our world. And so the bishops this week want us to become more aware of God's original plan for marriage and married life. It's easy to be distracted. So let us be serious about this work of repentance so that our lives can be fruitful, so that we don't have to worry about in the end will we be cast into the fire. But as we live a life of grace and virtue, as we allow our lives to be formed by the teachings of Mother Church and to live a life of grace through the sacraments, at the end, when it is harvest time, we'll be gathered into the barn and we'll be living in love with our Heavenly Father, who is love. Amen.